Former Louisiana Governor Edwin Edwards has been sentenced to prison on corruption charges. A federal judge in Baton Rouge today ordered Edwards to serve 10 years in prison. The former Democratic governor was convicted of racketeering and extortion in a scheme to make money off of state riverboat casino licenses. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Federal prosecutors had argued for a stiffer sentence, blaming Louisiana's reputation as a corrupt state on Edwin Edwards, who had served 4 terms as governor. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jim Letton told the judge that people think Louisiana is a hostile and dangerous place to do business. It's the Edwards legacy. Edwards, his son Stephen, and 3 other co-defendants were convicted last May of extorting hundreds of thousands of dollars from businessmen seeking riverboat casino licenses during and after his final term. He left office in 1996. The conviction could have brought a maximum 20-year prison sentence, but the federal judge gave Edwards 10 years and a $250,000 fine. Edwards' attorney, Dan Small, had argued that a long sentence was effectively a death sentence for the 73-year-old Edwards, who he said would be abused by other prisoners who know his reputation. This was the first time the federal government had won a conviction against Edwards, even though he had been the target of numerous investigations. Edwards is appealing the conviction and has already had fraud counts thrown out in the case. The riverboat gambling investigation stemmed from wiretaps on Edwards' home telephone and a microphone hidden in his law office for nearly 3 years. He's challenging the government's tactics. The judge did not immediately set a date for Edwards to report to prison. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered.